This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. An 11-year-old U.S. girl is describing how she survived the Texas elementary school shooting as Congress heard a second day of gut-wrenching testimony about America's gun violence, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fourth grader Mia Cirillo smeared a friend's blood on herself and stayed quiet to avoid getting shot in Uvalde. In a pre-recorded video played at a house hearing, she told her dad she doesn't feel safe at school.
Why not?
Kimberly Rubio's 10-year-old girl was killed in Uvalde. More moms will know her pain.
Unless we act now.
The testimony came as lawmakers try to reach a bipartisan gun safety deal. But even amid the emotional testimony, the partisan divide was clear, from Democrat Carolyn Maloney calling for an assault rifle ban.
These weapons have no place in our communities.
To Republican James Comer.
Knee-jerk reactions to impose gun control policies that seek to curtail our constitutional right to bear arms are not the answer.
Several Republicans say hardening schools is the answer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces pulled back to the outskirts of the eastern city of Severodonetsk on Wednesday in the face of a fierce Russian assault, the regional governor said. Another big swing in momentum in one of the bloodiest battles of the war. Russia has concentrated its troops and firepower on the small industrial city in recent weeks to secure the surrounding province on behalf of separatist proxies. Ukraine has vowed to fight there as long as possible, saying the battle could shape the war's course. After announcing a surprise counterattack last week, the governor of the surrounding region said on Wednesday that most of the city was a